We'll chant the verse. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano. Mahattamaikanta Parayanasya. Mahattamaikanta Parayanasya. Harerudaram Charitam Vishuddham. Harerudaram Charitam Vishuddham. Shushrushatam no vitanotu vidvan. Shushrushatam no vidanotu vidvan. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano. Mahattamaikanta Parayanasya. Harerudaram Charitam Vishuddham. Shushrushatam no vitanotu vidvan. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano. Mahattamaikanta Parayanasya. Harerudaram Charitam Vishuddham. Shushrushatam no vitanotu vidvan. Shushrushatam no vitanotu vidvan. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano. Mahattamaikanta Parayanasya. Harerudaram Charitam Vishuddham. Shushrushatam no vitanotu vidvan. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano. Mahattamaikanta Parayanasya. Harerudaram Charitam Vishuddham. Shushrushatam no vitanotu vidvan.
Ladies.
Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano. Mahattamaikanta Parayanasya. Harerudaram Charitam Vishuddham. Shushrushatam No Vitanotu Vidvan. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano. Mahattamaikanta Parayanasya. Harerudaram Charitam Vishuddham. Shushrushatam No Vitanotu Vidvan.
The word forward meaning is as follows.
Tat, therefore, naha, of us, bhavan, your good self, vai, certainly, Bhagavat. In relation with the personality of Godhead. Pradhanah. Chiefly. Mahattama. The greatest of all greats. Ekanta. Exclusively. Parayanasya. Of the shelter. Harehe. Of the Lord. Udaram. Impartial. Charitam. Activities. Vishuddham. Transcendental. Shushrushatam. Those who are receptive. Na. Ourselves. Vitanotu. Kindly describe. Vidvan. O learned one. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O Suta Goswami, you are a learned and pure devotee of the Lord. Because the personality of Godhead is your chief object of service. Therefore, please describe to us the pastimes of the Lord, which are above all material conception. For we are anxious to receive such messages. The speaker on the transcendental activities of the Lord should have only one object of worship and service, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the audience for such topics should be anxious to hear about Him. When such a combination is possible, namely a qualified speaker and a qualified audience, it is then and there very much congenial to continue discourses on the transcendence. Professional speakers and a materially absorbed audience cannot derive real benefit from such discourses. Professional speakers make a show of Bhagavad Saptaha for the sake of family maintenance, and the materially disposed audience hears such discourses of Bhagavad Saptaha for some material benefit, namely religiosity, wealth, gratification of the senses, or liberation. Such Bhagavatam discourses are not purified from the contamination of the material qualities. But the discourses between the saints of Naimisharanya and Sri Suta Goswami are on the transcendental level. There is no motive for material gain. In such discourses, unlimited transcendental pleasure is relished both by the audience and by the speaker. Therefore, they can continue the topics for many thousands of years. Now, Bhagavad Saptahas are held for 7 days only. And after finishing the show, both the audience and the speaker become engaged in material activities as usual. They can do so because the speaker is not Bhagavat Pradhan and the audience is not Shushrushatam, as explained above. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So again, a warm welcome to all of you for taking out your time and coming on this Sunday morning. Today is also Akshaya Tritiya, the advent of Lord Parashuram. Akshaya Tritiya is, what is it famous for? Buying gold? Okay, one of the three and a half muhurtas, where you don't need to do any astrological research. Just do whatever you want and that becomes success. Correct? No? Yes? I have some research done on that. Let us see how much. Prabhupada started League of Devotees, Jhansi, on Akshaya Tritiya Day. The whole operation finished in 2 years. But I always think, if Prabhupada's League of Jhansis would have been successful, I would not be here. We would treat ISKCON or League of Devotees just like any other Guru, Baba, Ashram, Sanstha, and you could say, okay, we are also devotees, we don't need to go there. But Prabhupada was meant for much higher things. So although starting on a Akshaya Tritiya, and although in one way, I just saw it in his League of Devotees prospectus, 16th of May 1953, Prabhupada had his League. He took the name League from the League of Nations, which was formed after the First World War. That also got folded. Then there was the United Nations. That is continuing. So, Draupadi got a Akshay Patra. If you remember the Mahabharata story, Duryodhan has cheated the Pandavas twice. First time they lost everything, and then Draupadi is insulting in the Kuru Sabha. She gets everything back. Duryodhan becomes very angry with Dhritarashtra. Call him again. And he calls him again. And Yudhishthir Maharaj has taken this vow, I will never disobey any elderly person. And why is it so? So that I can prevent any fighting or any calamity. But little does he know that Kali is using that very same thing to sow discord, sow dissension, fight, war. So he agrees to come again. Again he loses. This time 12 years in the forest incognito, and 1 year in incognito after the 12 years period is over. And if they are caught in that 1 year, if they are exposed, here are the Pandavas, 12 more years.
That was the condition.
So what happens when Yudhishthira Maharaj starts moving towards the forest? Almost half the janta is going with him. This is his popularity. And he said, well, we'll do Rishi Muni's satsang, we will do charity. But how will you feed? So that is the time Surya Dev gives him a bowl and says that as much as you want, food can be produced from it. No worries. It is Akshay. So, the project of writing the Mahabharata was begun on Akshaya Tritiya Tithi. Today also is the, I don't know whether it is true nowadays, but traditionally opening of the Char Dham, does it happen today? So, the snow-capped mountains, and it is all snow everywhere, from Akshaya Tritiya onwards, slowly the snow kind of recedes and devotees can go for darshan. And the last thing is Sudama visited Dwarka on an Akshaya Tritiya day. So a lot of good things, and this buying of gold is described as a Maharashtrian thing. May not be so much outside this state. But anyway, strange that we are talking of buying more gold today. And this chapter talks of Kali given a place that is gold. So be careful. And also we have the beautiful darshan of Sri Gopalji with Chandan Seva, 21 days. And we should be putting chandan on ourselves, right, to become cool. Why put on some marble murti? So many years ago, I came from somewhere, I don't know, it was this month of April end or May, and I was drenched in perspiration. So I said, instead of sitting under a fan, let me make some chandan for Gopalji. And I'll automatically feel cool. I didn't. So I said, hey, the Shastras say that if you give food to Krishna, you become happy, you dress Krishna nicely, you become glorified, you offer your intelligence to Krishna, he makes you more intelligent. So you make Krishna cool, he should make you cool. But that day didn't happen. Sorry, I'm confessing before a family of Vaishnavas. So finally, one devotee, after the mobile age came, he said, look, if I am calling you, and if your mobile battery is dead, won't you be angry with me? Phone kyun nahi kiya? And you say, kiya na, dekho. So only when I charge my batteries, I would see, 7 missed calls, my Lord. I'm so sorry. I thought the phone is not ringing because you're not calling. So he said something like that happens. You did seva to Krishna, Krishna reciprocated. But your heart is dead. How will you understand? So at least apna battery to charge karo. Charge your battery, see your phone is working, there's a proper SIM card, and you are within range or whatever, and then you'll see how Krishna reciprocates. So I said, oh, that was the reason. I said, I'm sorry. So especially in our community, Chandan Seva is something which anybody can do. Is there a regulation that you have to be a Brahmana, you have to chant certain number of rounds? Only then can you can do. For cooking, you need qualified pujaris. For offering seva inside, you need a lot of qualification. But here is how Gopalji is merciful. Anyone from any place, whatever might be your background, just come, offer some chandan,
little bit. So all of you are welcome. Whenever you come, the facility is there. Just behind this Gopalji Hall, we already kept those paraphernalia. Make some little chandan whenever you come. That's your seva. Directly goes to the Lord. And if you want to charge your batteries, chant Hare Krishna every day. Then you will see the reciprocation also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Parikshit Maharaj is cursed by a Brahmana boy. And sometimes it feels that like when Parikshit's Janma Kundali was made, some of the expert Jyotishis at that time said that he may be destroyed because of a Brahmana's curse. And they were thinking, my God, a Kshatriya who is trained to respect Brahmanas throughout his life. And why should he be cursed by a Brahmana boy? So that was revealed much, much later when we come to know that it was all an arrangement of Krishna. That Parikshit Maharaj has gone for hunting, he becomes thirsty, and normally he can withstand hunger, thirst, is trained up, is a proper warrior. A little bit of thirst and anger is not going to disturb him so much. But this time the disturbance was so much, he insulted a sadhu. Shamakrishi was wrapped in meditation and he wrapped a snake, a dead snake around him. You didn't offer me a garland, I am offering on my own behalf. And he actually didn't know what I am doing, was completely covered by Krishna's potency. Meanwhile, his son, Sringi, who was in the river taking a bath, he is told that they see the dead snake around him. They thought the father is also dead, or the snake has bit him. So your father is bitten by a snake. And again, don't know what happened. Sringi takes some water in his hand and said, I curse that rascal Kshatriya, whoever has come, he will die, drop dead within 7 days. Now normally, for a Rajarshi like Parikshit, this curse would not actually affect him. That is described. Or, even if the curse is said to be true, he had the power to Nivaran. It's called Nivaran. Not to accept the curse. But he didn't. He said, all right. If that is about to happen, let it be. Parikshit Maharaj described Srimad Bhagavatam as his birth, his life, and his passing away. All of these three will be connected with Krishna Leela. Just see, such a glorious person. His Janma Leela is when Ashwatthama's Brahmastra, it affected Uttara. She comes running. Krishna, Krishna, please, Mahayogi, save me. Kamam Dahatu. He says, let this Brahmastra burn me, but not my unborn child. And from one particular narration, the Brahmastra is Krishna's astra. The energy comes from Krishna. So, how can what Krishna has done fail? So it didn't fail. It actually burned him. But because Krishna was there, he again revived him. So Radha Govind Maharaj is very fond of saying that what a Mangalarti Parikshit Maharaj had, having darshan of Krishna in his mother's womb. Now a mother's womb is supposed to be very dark. We all have been there, but we have forgotten. And there he saw effulgent person with his sword in hand, protecting him, moving around. And he said, this is somebody I need to find out. Who is he? So as soon as he was a child, he would go up to someone, look at him. No, he's not the same person. So although his name was given as Vishnu Rat, protected by Vishnu, he would try to see who that person is. Parikshan, he would try to inspect who that someone is. And that's how the name came, Parikshit. So, throughout his life, he would always listen to Katha, Leela, protect his Praja subjects. And now, this is the situation where he is cursed to die. Parikshit Maharaj was told that Takshak would come and bite him. And Prabhupada translates Takshak as a snake bird. Are there flying snakes? Some species are there who jump, they appear like flying, but this Takshak is actually a flying snake with wings. And that's his role. He will come, bite Maharaj Parikshit, and that's it. Parikshit Maharaj is thinking, I am not afraid of death. When death was sure, 100%, with the Brahmastra, I was saved. So why I need to be worried now? Dashatu alam, he tells the sadhus there, I don't fear anything. You please keep on singing Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna, can we stop people coming? They are disturbing this whole thing. If somebody wants to take darshan, they should be coming from there. Just stop people coming from here. Bhagavatam is a special time when people come to hear. We should respect that. Just don't allow anybody to come now. Actually, some people feel strange that this Hare Krishna, they make such a big fuss of Bhagavatam. And that don't we hear Katha, but no. At least our training here at Chaupati is many, many years ago, Giriraj Maharaj had asked Radhanath Maharaj, how do you get so many people? Because when I joined 1990, Sunday feast was about 80 people. 100 was a record. Today there were 100 people. And slowly but surely, with his Krishna Katha and with his Kirtan, Maharaj gave so much of an insistence on hearing. So when Giriraj Maharaj asked that, what do? He jokingly said, we don't feed them unless they hear Krishna Katha. So, of course, it's not true. Don't worry about that. We do feed Krishna Prasad. But yes, I don't travel around the world or something, but I know for sure that whatever success a devotee individually gets in his or her life, or a collective assembly of devotees, like a family in a temple, what they get, Shravanam, Kirtanam,
That's our only hope and that's our only process. And we can see that there are people who may officially be going to temple for 40, 50 years. And where is the change in the heart? Where is the seriousness? We need not be fanatics, we need not be proud of what we have, but we need to understand what is the Yuga Dharma for this age. And why Srimad Bhagavatam of all books, of all Vedic texts? So we'll spend some time on that today. What we read in today's class, today's verse is the sages of Naimisharanya talking to Suta Goswami. Now, who is Suta Goswami? Suta Goswami was present when Parikshit Maharaj was hearing from Shukdev Goswami. And that is his qualification. He is a first-hand recipient of the message of Bhagavatam from Shukdev Goswami directly. And then he comes to Naimisharanya. And there, those 88,000 sages, huge number of sages who had assembled there, they ask him that, please relate to us whatever you heard there. You are the most qualified. They make Shaunaka Rishi their spokesperson. So they describe him, you are a learned and pure devotee of the Lord because the personality of Godhead is your chief object of service. This is the first qualification of a Bhagavat Kathakar. I am not talking about myself, I am just a representative. But Prabhupada, when he was told that, Swamiji, I heard you are going to America, and his answer was, Srimad Bhagavat is going to America. I am just carrying it. Now, just Krishna Katha, the narrations of Krishna, Krishna stealing butter, Krishna lifting Govardhan hill, Krishna dancing Rasleela. For most of us Indians, we feel, we know it. But, there is a big but. We should hear this katha tattvataha, in truth, from the right authorities. In our class discussion today, later, we will come to that point. What is the meaning of hearing it from the right authorities? You can just buy Bhagavatam, or in today's age, you can go on YouTube and just check on, as they say in Hindi, Pauli ke pachas, charane ke pachas padhe, who can speak very sweet, very madhur, very, very interesting. And especially people say, oh, the way this person speaks charms my mind. Is charming your mind the goal of Bhagavatam hearing? We will see that later. So, this is how Suta Goswami is praised. So, please describe to us the pastimes of the Lord which are above all material conception. For we are anxious to receive such messages. Prabhupada, when he heard from a person that if you just write some pamphlet or you just make some tract and you distribute them, people read and throw them away. So he decided, this is the time now, I need to focus on Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, the first canto, 1, 2, 3 parts, once at least Prabhupada said, I have given everything here. The major message which I want to give to the world. Later cantos, they are just expanding the subject matter more and more and more and more. So, as such, first two cantos are glorified as the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhagavat is also a Purush. The Granth Bhagavat is also conceptualized as a person.
The first two cantos are the lotus feet. Third and fourth canto are like the thighs. Fifth canto is like the abdomen. Sixth is like the chest. Seventh and eighth are like the shoulders. Ninth is the neck. And the tenth canto is Krishna's sweet smiling face. 11th is the forehead. 12th is the mukut. So this is how even the Bhagavatam can be conceptualized as a person. And just like when we come and take darshan, Queen Kunti trains us, so many other texts, they also give us this training. Our first gaze has to be at Krishna's lotus feet. Whom do you see at Krishna's lotus feet? Tulsi Devi. She never goes above that. So this is our ideal, that once we see her, we know we are in good company. So therefore we find that in our deity worship, you will never find Krishna's lotus feet not adorned by Tulsi garlands. And of course, Tulsi garlands are also given to the Lord. Gopalji always wears a Tulsi garland. But her position is at Krishna's lotus feet. So that is the darshan. Similarly, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we concentrate on the first two cantos as the lotus feet of Krishna. Prabhupada talks about Bhagavat Saptaha. And you might say that there are many devotees who do Saptaha. So, is it condemned or is it criticized? What exactly is criticized here? What is criticized is the notion that you hear Bhagavatam on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is Krishna Janma and Govardhan Dharan, whatever, and that's it. That professional mentality is not approved. In fact, in our society also there was a discussion as to what constitutes Prabhupada's instruction. His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj, he started giving saptas. He trained one of his disciples, Gaur Krishna Maharaj. By Krishna's arrangement, he departed just in 1 year of his sannyas. But if you see the pattern was, if he speaks on third canto in Bhuvaneshwar, the same third canto continuation he would do in Mira Road. The same continuation he would do in Noida. So in this way, he almost covered all 12 cantos. He has not spoken on 12th, but most of the 11th canto, Navayogendra Samvad and all that he has already taken. So he didn't follow the typical professional way of Bhagavat. Of course, some cannot say Bhagavat without music. That's a debatable topic. I'm not going to go into that. Sometimes music is the only thing which keeps people awake. Our attention span is kind of competing with a goldfish. One goldfish have an attention span of 3 seconds. So today you have to give everything as a crash course. Everything has to be succinct, succinct, summary, summary, summary. But at what cost? So therefore, there is a incident. I will just segue into this heart of the discussion, that how to hear, from whom to hear. So this is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it is said that a Bengali Brahman came to Puri. Mahaprabhu spent 8 years traveling and 16 years in Puri. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Ramanand Rai, these were his main companions. So, this Bengali Brahman comes and says that, I have written a drama about Jagannath and I would like that Mahaprabhu should hear it. So This Bengali Brahmin is very close to Bhagavan Acharya. And he's actually staying at Bhagavan Acharya's residence. So he says, you know, just like we know somebody, who knows somebody big, he says, please tell him that if he can listen to me, recite this. So this Natakkar, Brahman, he recites this drama in an assembly of Mahaprabhu's followers. And they are like, wow, Paramauttam, great, nice, nice, very nice, beautiful. So the person who wrote the drama also is very happy. But now there is one condition, that unless Sarup Damodar Goswami approves it, there is no way it can go up to Mahaprabhu's level. So he said, can I have an audience with Sarup Damodar Goswami? One request, two requests, third request. Finally, Sarup Damodar Goswami said, all right, bolo, recite what you have. So it's a drama about Jagannath and Mahaprabhu. And at one point he says, Parabrahma has come to Jagannath Puri. One Parabrahma is sitting, the other is moving. And Sarup Damodar says, what? He says, yes, Jagannath is like a sthavar Parabrahma who is stationary. And Mahaprabhu, who is moving around, so that Parabrahma has taken shelter of Mahaprabhu's heart. Sarup Damodar Goswami, I mean, this is enough for him to blast him. He tells him this is nonsense, total nonsense. Bhagavan Acharya comes and he says, "Kisko laya tum idhar? Whom did you bring here?" So he said, I don't know what this fellow had in mind. I don't know what he said. Sarup Damodar says, you just bring this Yadva Tadva kavis here. It's like, you know, today's Bollywood, they may talk about love, Ishq meri jindagi hai, meri bandagi hai. You heard all these songs. I don't want to remind you of anything previously. I just made it up. Like a Yadva Tadva kavi. Yeah. I see this, especially, I don't know whether, you know, you also feel like that. There was one Ram Katha where I had gone, or I was stuck, I should not say I had gone there. And this Kathakar was saying, so Sita is Vaidehi. Vaidehi means she has no Deha. And I said, what? And somebody was saying, all these years we were hearing that Sita is the daughter of Janak and the wife of Ram. But now that I know, she has no body of her own. Wow, what a deeper meaning. So this is that nonsense which is condemned through this particular incident. So seeing Sarup Damodar so, Goswami so angry, this kavi is embarrassed. And Sarup Damodar Goswami tells others, this is what is wrong with it. There is no understanding of proper Siddhanta. And the Chaitanya Charitam describes this Brahman is feeling like a duck among an assembly of Hamsas. And he says, I am sorry, I made a mistake. He said that, you know what your problem is? He doesn't understand. And there Sarup Damodar Goswami utters these immortal words. Jaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavera Sthane Ekanta Ashraya Kara Chaitanya Charane. So when you read this narration, then you understand why it was kept there. Go, Jaha. Pada Bhagavat. Now sometimes people, even devotees say, you know, I lost this reading habit after graduation or even after school, and to read Bhagavatam, my goodness, it is such a chore.
Sometimes devotees honestly say that, you know, life is so stressful, I get insomnia, can't sleep. One solution is Bhagavatam. The moment you start reading, you know, three modes, Krishna is beyond the three modes, Krishna is transcendental, you're gone. So devotees feel, when will the time come and I will relish it? What to speak of? Even if it's like homework, we can't do it. So we have devotees who are always kind of utilizing modern techniques or even tips. Like Vaisheshika Prabhu came up with this formula. Read, if you can read, 80 shlokas of the Bhagavatam translation every day. Within 6 months you can finish the whole 12 canto material. Now I haven't done it. I started it but I stopped for some reason. But I want to start again. And it looks very promising. Sometimes people say that when you start reading Bhagavatam, you feel you're reading the same thing every purport. Is it true? Not exactly the same, but almost similar. So there is something called acquired taste. And I stumbled across a conversation that Prabhupada said, a simple bhola bhala gaon ka ladka. Now, I don't know why only gaon ke ladke koi bhola bhala bolte hain. But a simple bhola bhala gaon ka, whatever. Comes to the city and is not spoilt. Now, in this college or university, he has a choice of friend circles. There are some who only discuss exams, some who only discuss period, some who only discuss syllabus, some only discuss career, abhi iske baad kya hoga. And there is another group which doesn't discuss any of these. All colleges, we have those kind of things, correct? Your choice is crucial, which particular group you are attracted to. And this is something which I can have some empirical facts to that. I have seen good scholarly boys in our college become total lafanga because of the wrong choice of their association. And I have seen below average suddenly crossing 65-70% first class distinction only because they were with some people who would only discuss subjects, syllabus, queries, this, that. And recently I read in a Prabhupada conversation, Prabhupada said, like somebody is with drunkards. But he doesn't like to drink. He actually hates the smell of alcohol or the taste of alcohol. But what is he doing? Regularly associating with this drunkard crowd. Whenever they give an invitation, never refuses. And obviously, some point of time somebody would say, take a little. For my sake. You said, no. I will play cards with you, I will laugh with your jokes or whatever, but I don't force me. But life is such that one day there will be some insistence. Then you drink. And very soon you start liking that product. That's the nature of association. So we see the same thing happening. If we associate with devotees who discuss Bhagavatam regularly, if you associate with those who either ask queries or relate something. You know what I heard, I read yesterday? Even that simple thing, that helps you. Now, when we read Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada's presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam, how do we fulfill this criteria? Jaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavera Sthane. Radhanath Maharaj once explained, we are actually associating with Prabhupada's Vani. In fact, Prabhupada said, the best of me is in my books. Like we always hanker for
Prabhupada's personal service. Imagine cooking for Prabhupada, how nice it would be. Washing Prabhupada's clothes. But that seva not everybody could be getting. There is a book called Additional Pastimes of Prabhupada, and I was just reading it last Thursday. And these are two small incidents of serving Prabhupada in the kitchen. One day Prabhupada said, let us make coconut laddus, coconut barfi or laddus. So he said, you know this, what is it called? Desiccated coconut powder, white coconut powder, available in all DT kitchens. So Prabhupada told him to bring that, some camphor, some milk, some ghee, and he said add some sugar and cook it. And milk also, and boil it down, cook over a slow flame. And that day Prabhupada seemed to have that kind of a eagerness. 3-4 times he came in the kitchen and said, is it done? No. Is it done? No. And the devotee kept on cooking it down. Finally, at one point of time, Prabhupada said, oh, it's ready, ready. Cool it. So they got it off the flame. I said, okay, let's make balls. It was hot. Not scalding hot. But somehow they made those balls. They were ready. In 5 minutes, Prabhupada just popped one and said, very good. Very nice. Just like in his Bengal days when his mother would cook. On another occasion, maybe a few days later, Govinda Dasi was cooking and Prabhupada came and said, today is Ekadasi. She said, oh, now I realize. But you are cooking grains. She said, I made a mistake. Prabhupada started blasting her. How dare you start cooking? You don't know the panchang, you don't know the calendar, you didn't look at that. And she was thinking, it's all right. I haven't eaten anything. I was just cooking. But the more she resisted, the more Prabhupada gave her left, right, center. Finally, she started crying. I'm sorry. Now, I was just thinking, it is so nice to be in a video where Prabhupada is giving you a cookie and you are taking it. And, Jai Prabhupada. This side also is there. One devotee, Upendra, he came to, he was not asking any questions. And devotee would say, you are so close to Swamiji, you don't ask questions. Like some devotees have a problem, what question to ask? Right? And some people have so many questions, they are asking a question, the answer is being given, another one is ready. So this is how human minds work. After a lot of deliberation, Upendra came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, I have a question. He said, yes. How close are Radharani and Balram? And Prabhupada said, what? I just want to know what's the understanding between Radharani and Balram. And Prabhupada said, you don't know what the soul is. You don't know what the super soul is. You haven't read the Bhagavad Gita. And you want to go to at this level? He didn't ask questions for the next 6 months. A question kuch to aa gaya mind mein, you try to ask that and that question itself is like a big failure. So, you don't need to, like many years ago, when Mataji asked Maharaj in this class, right here in this hall, that I come to the Bhagavatam class, I like to hear, I never miss it, but I don't get any realizations. I don't get any questions. And Maharaj said, no. Regular attendance in the Bhagavatam class, if you can make it once a week, even that once a week, but regular attendance is a 100% indicator of your sincerity. Don't worry about that. You might get a query, you might not get a query. Getting a query is not a sign of intelligence and not getting is not a sign of stupidity. You have to hear. Jaha pada bhagavata giya vaishnavera sthane. And this is where most of the so-called speakers, they fail. I'm not saying all, therefore I'm saying most. we have this incident of Gaur Kishor Babaji Maharaj, Navadvip, 9 islands, but small islands. So if you have a pandal somewhere and a big loudspeaker, that program's sound waves easily travel from one island to another. And a big announcement is made. Some professor is going to speak on Bhagavatam, and he is very erudite. He is a scholar. He also sings. So there is a lot of baja, harmonium and so many other things. That next day morning, somebody asked Gaur Kishor Babaji Maharaj, do you know that from yesterday night this katha has started? And he said, really? Katha? Where? He said, this particular island, there is such a big pandal, thousands of people were sitting there, and a big arrangement for bhandara and big arrangement for music. So he said, I don't think so. He said, no, yesterday evening there was this Bhagavat Katha there. He said, oh, you mentioned that one, but I didn't hear any Bhagavat. I only heard taka, taka, taka. Taka means rupiah, rupee. The purport is, this fellow was so-called speaking on Bhagavatam, but Gaur Kishor Babaji understood, he is just doing it for money. I've heard, I haven't been party to anything, but people say, if you have to give my katha, it has to be 4 lakhs, 5 lakhs, 6 lakhs, whatever. The rate is already decided. And therefore, Prabhupada condemns that kind of an understanding where now Bhagavad Saptas are held for 7 days only, and after finishing the show, Prabhupada calls it a show. After finishing the show, both the audience and the speaker become engaged in material activities as usual. That is the problem. They both don't have any faith. The speaker doesn't have any faith. The audience doesn't have any faith. Radha Gopinath Prabhu gives this humorous example of going to some wedding ceremony. And in India, wedding ceremony is like a very important thing, right? So many customs, so many rituals. So somewhere we have to compromise. And where the compromise was made? With the pandit. And they were told that, adha ghanta hai khali. Theek hai? Jo bhi karna hai, all mantras, tantras, everything do within this half an hour. Because, like Roni Kumar Prabhu once told me that the muhurta was set and the guy, the groom came 1 hour 10 minutes late. Why? The makeup guy came late. Now, how can you come without makeup? He said, what about muhurta? I said, that you adjust a little bit. Muhurta kya hai? Kuch chalu karne ka, uske baad do chal to ho gaya na. So, Radha Gopinath Prabhu was called because they wanted some sadhu to speak. So he arrived there. To his horror, he found the Purohit chanting Shraddha mantras. Now, I am honestly saying, I don't know what the Shraddha mantras are. It could be like, let this person get Sadgati or whatever. So he called the father of the groom and said, do you know what he is chanting? He is chanting Shraddha mantras. He said, kya fark padta hai? So now you know. They are both to be blamed. It's not like one party should be blamed. Nobody can say, oh, we don't get proper brahmanas now, therefore we have this kind of degradation. No. Sometimes with our doctor community, I understand that there are people who say, give me as many injections as you want, but don't tell me not to eat chopati, chaat, samosa, pav bhaji, that I'm going to eat. So if you have patients like that, what can doctors do? If students tell the teachers, listen, I don't want to learn the subject. Just tell me how to pass the exam.
So you see, all of this permeating culture today. And therefore, when one Prabhupada, he comes and says, authentic, hear Krishna Katha, I don't like it, still you have to hear it. I can't stand it, still you have to hear it. Like sometimes one devotee told that a friend of his said, this purport seemed to insult me every step. Dog, hawk, camel, ass. I mean, normally today's YouTube teachers, they say, you are great. You have everything in you. You don't need anyone. Now, this is such a fantasy that we are living in. I don't need anyone. I don't need anyone to be happy. I'm full in myself. Now, for a certain length of time, it could be having some truth in it. But just see the fallacy of it. So, this is why we need to take shelter of the method of understanding Bhagavat by hearing from a Vaishnava. As Gaur Kishore Babaji's story, he said, this fellow is not speaking Bhagavatam. Prabhupada, when he went to America with the Bhagavatam, what was his mood? That mood is expressed in those prayers which he composed. My dear Lord Krishna, I am taking your message. There was a pamphlet printed by Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam, India's message of peace and goodwill. So it's not like material peace or material goodwill is away from Srimad Bhagavatam. But you have to hear it. Srila Prabhupada also had first-hand experience of the importance of hearing. When there was a doctor, this doctor was giving 60 rupees, 1920s, 60 rupees, could be 6,000 or 66 lakhs maybe today, regularly. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was speaking, there were 15, 20 other people. And he leaned over to Prabhupada as to ask him anything, something trivial. And Prabhupada also kind of leaned and heard what he said, and they conversed 5 seconds, 10 seconds. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was so quick. He looked at that elderly doctor gentleman. Just because you give us 60 rupees doesn't mean you have purchased us. And then he turned to Prabhupada and said, and if you have something important, why don't you come and sit here and say it? And Prabhupada said, Bapre, that was it. He said, I didn't speak at all after that. So much so that later Prabhupada's qualification, when his name came for initiation, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I know him. Abhay Babu, I know. He likes to hear. He doesn't go away. So disciples would ask Prabhupada that, what would he generally say? He said, I can't tell you. His language was so lofty. His vocabulary was so vast that most of the time we couldn't understand. Jananyas Prabhu came and said that some scholars came to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and said, what language is this? Are you insulting us? We can't understand what this is. And he apologized and said, I sympathize with you, but this is the only word which can actually encompass what I want to say. He said, I am helpless. No materialistic endeavor can possibly stretch towards the transcendental autocrat. Now, it took me some time to memorize this. And I'm just trying to impress you people. What that means is, Krishna cannot be understood by material means. And he is a autocrat, swarat. So some of the words which we use were introduced by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Godhead. Raise your hand if you have heard the word Godhead before coming to any ISKCON temple. You mean head God or God's head or what? Again, many years later, one Oxford definition came when I was reading it. Godhead means a person. Otherwise, God can be an impersonal power, God can be an agency, God can be an agent, God can be just some potency, but Godhead means a person. Just see? So, another of Prabhupada's favorite examples is, like you see, now it is heat, summer wave, heat wave, hot summer days. In our childhood, there would be Barf Ka Gola people. Nowadays, you don't see them nowadays so much, but there could be. So this Barf Ka Gola, they would have 15, 20 colorful bottles. They would use only 2, 3, but others were just there to attract kids' minds. So now I know these didn't have anything. They were called show bottle. So the word show bottle comes from that. Medicine which looks like medicine, but it's just colored liquid. So although bona fide medicine may also be colored, but being colored is not the only criteria for being medicine. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is like that real medicine. Only if it is taken from the proper source. So our Bengali Brahman, he says that, okay, I will go. But he is very morose in heart. Kya itna bada guna kiya? Have I committed such a big crime that I called Mahaprabhu as the moving Brahma and Jagannath as the stationary Brahma? So Swarup Damodar Goswami, such a realized soul, he of course is an eternal associate of Krishna. He said, come here. Listen carefully. You did not intend it. Your intention was to make this fancy kavya, fancy poem. But just like when sometimes demons or even demigods, they criticize Krishna. Demons criticizing Krishna, we know. Jarasan, Shishupal, Kamsa. Where do we find demigods criticizing Krishna? Indra. Why Indra is criticizing Krishna? Because his sense gratification was either disturbed or his pride was hurt. So when Indra decided to call the Samvartaka clouds in order to chastise, punish the Brajavasis, these are his exact words. Vachalam balisham anamra sabda agya pandita manina martya. Now these are all heavy insulting words. So Swarup Damodar Goswami tells him, but look at this. Saraswati or Vak Devi, she is Krishna's potency. She doesn't allow anyone to actually insult Krishna. You say anything, she will give a devotional meaning to that. Yeah. Why should anything be insulting Krishna when Krishna is so glorious? So the way of finding faults with Krishna is not that the fault lies in Krishna, the fault lies in your way of seeing him. In the Nectar of Devotion, there is a verse where Kamsa says, why these people follow this Krishna? He lifted one pebble and he's called Govardhan Dhari. Now Govardhan is a pebble. He just played with a water snake and he's called Kaliyadaman. Now just see, Kamsa's mentality is such that he just cannot find any good thing. So sometimes I had this query, I had asked a scholarly devotee, if we glorify Krishna, automatically people will accept him, right? Like people's like today, there are so many people say, I don't believe in God. You convinced me.
He said, no. A demoniac mind, an impure mind, will keep on finding faults. However much you may tell them about Krishna. It's only when somebody comes to a place which is surcharged with this devotional atmosphere, they take some prasad, they chant Hare Krishna, allow Krishna to enter into their heart, then there is a revolution. Do you know what can cause this revolution in your heart? Sometimes just the darshan of Krishna. Now especially like our Radha Gopinath, they are 3.5-4 feet. But mostly I have heard devotees going to Mayapur and when the curtains open and it's like 8 Ashtasakhi. Now imagine what will happen when the temple of Vedic Planetarium opens where you have 1 acre temple hall. The temple hall can hold 10,000 people. So that is the way of some people at least. Our Nartaki Mataji, Prabhupada's disciple, she said that first time she saw Rathyatra, she was curious as to what exactly is this. It looks like an aeroplane kind of thing or a rocket kind of thing. And then she saw Jagannath. So I had asked her, for somebody coming from the west, and just seeing these round eyes, what kind of sense it would make? She said, I fell in love. Just see, this is the power of Jagannath. But my favorite is one devotee who came to the temple in South India somewhere. When the ceremony was over and a senior devotee was saying the Prema Dhwani prayers, Jayo Mishupad, and everybody was already bowing down. And then somebody came and started putting the Arghya, this water which we offer, on everybody's heads. He says, 3 drops fell on my head and I didn't understand what is happening inside. So for some it could be a book, for most it's prasad. Be honest. The first, here when we used to come as young boys, there was this Pandu Prabhu and he gave cauliflower pakoda and banana milkshake. I still have that taste on my palate. Can't forget that. This is your first instance of tasting Krishna. So as Prabhupada used to say, why you need to see Krishna? You can hear Krishna, you can taste Krishna, you can feel Krishna. Krishna is not restricted to only one sense organ. So, unless people get this kind of a jolt, it's actually a jolt, a million volt electric jolt. Check it out yourself. You go to so many places where a temple is there or a roadside temple and the deities are there. They look lifeless. But a place where the Bhagavatam is recited, the Bhagavatam is lived practically, and the deities are worshipped with such love, care, attention. And Prabhupada gave a small litmus test. For any newcomer, you come to the temple and you would feel like any moment you would start speaking. At any moment, Krishna may start speaking. That is the litmus test, that is the indicator. And therefore, all of these together, they make our spiritual life. The way we hear Bhagavatam, very, very, as I'm saying, attentively is one thing, but to understand, agree, sometimes it's very difficult. The Bhagavatam is very, very complicated subject matter from the philosophical point of view. But it is the rasayan. It is a medicine. You don't take out of 6 medicines, 2 which you like and 4 which you don't like. If you like our devotees from South India, they have a saying that a person likes dahi bhat. And for his upset stomach, the doctor says, you have to take only dahi bath. He says, very good. As such, you like dahi bath, and the doctor says, Vaidyaraj says, take dahi bath, you will gladly do it. It may not happen in Bhagavatam all the time. Of course, the stories are there, very relishable. So, this is what Saraswati's rendition according to Swarup Damodar Goswami. Indra called Krishna Vachalam. His talkative boy talks too much. He says, Vachalam means one who only speaks Vedic wisdom. Balisham is like a childish fellow. Innocent. Anamra. Namra is humble. Indra is calling Krishna Anamra. Swarup Damodar Goswami says, which means there is no one who is there to receive pranams for him. What can he do? He is so exalted, there is no one who can receive pranam from him. Stabdham. Stabdham means like everybody is offering pranams and he is not offering. Straight standing. Well, he cannot offer obeisance to anybody. What can he do? Agya. Agya basically means idiot, stupid. You don't know anything. But Saraswati says, Krishna is agya means nothing is unknown to him. Pandita Manina. Indra is calling Krishna as just a self-appointed scholar. He is not actually a pandit. But Saraswati's meaning is actually he is honored by learned scholars. Is called Martya. Now Krishna never dies. Like one college boy once asked me, what do you know about the death of Krishna? I said, Krishna is telling you also don't die. What to speak of him? He merely changed bodies. So if Krishna's part and parcels never die, why should he die? So here the word Martya means Krishna just moves around ordinary living beings. So, the story so far, the sages have fixed their mind, series of Naimisharanya, that we have to hear Krishna Katha. Somebody might say, but according to one understanding, the sages had come for a sacrifice there. Isn't it? But they said no. For sacrifice they call it bahana tha. In the name of that sacrifice, they knew somebody would come who would deliver Krishna Katha. That is the real reason. They were always ready to hear. They come in the category of the inquisitive. Are the jigyasu artharthis. Jigyasu. Sometimes that one simple curiosity to understand Krishna is good enough. That's like a spark. So, this is how we treat the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam seriously. And hopefully, those who want to get a full picture, either read the verses together as Vaisheshika Prabhu is training his disciples and followers. Within 6 months, you get some kind of a overview if your mind is attracted to that. Otherwise, translation purport, that takes something like 14 years. Not a bad idea. You always have something to look forward to. So whether your plan is to have this long plan or the short plan or the weekly plan or whatever, have Srimad Bhagavatam as a regular part of your medicine. Kalau Nashta Drisham, those who have lost their vision because of the age of Kali, Puran Arka, this Bhagavatam comes as the sun. When the sun arises, three things happen. You can see the sun, you can see the world, and you can see yourself in the mirror. The sun goes out, you can't see the sun, you can't see the world, you can't even see yourself. So when we say self-realization, who am I? What is this world around me? And who is Krishna? In order to see me, I need Krishna, the sun. In order to see Krishna, I need Krishna. In order to see the world around me, I need Krishna. So this is how we can safely and in a very assured way progress in our spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantha Shrimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Oh my God.